Gleanings from the Psalms. Chapter 24. Psalm 16. God is my inheritance. God is my inheritance. The Lord is the portion of my inheritance and of my cup. You have been my help. Leave me not, either forsake me, O God of my salvation. This is what everyone receives who gives up himself. How can it be called giving up when infinitely more is received in return? To Abraham God said, I am your shield, and your exceeding great reward. Now, if you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise. That is, you are heirs of God, not of his possessions, but of himself. Think what it means to have God for your portion, to inherit his life and character, until the greatness of the thought fills your soul. A goodly heritage. The lions have fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yeah, I have a goodly heritage. Here we have the idea of our inheritance surveyed, and our portion allotted us. The lines have been run, and there is nothing to hinder us from taking possession of our goodly heritage. How extensive is it? It includes all creation, for in him all things consist. This is why the Christian will not contend for his rights. There is nothing to fight for, because he has all things in God, and no one can deprive him of God. Immovable. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Who has power to set the Lord always before him? Can anybody move the Lord about at will? Can one bring the Lord down from above and set him at his right hand? Certainly not. But one can recognize the abiding presence and be established by it, as no one can who does not know that the Lord is in the place. Be sure that if God is at your right hand, he will take hold of it. That is the reason why you will not fall. No matter where we are, even though it be in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall his right hand hold us. Unshaken as the sacred hills, and fixed as mountains stand, firm as a rock the soul shall rest. That trusts the Almighty hand, the path of life and joy. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. If God is always before us, even at our right hand, and there is fullness of joy in his presence, surely we ought always to be full of joy. And so we should, if we only in our mind set him always before us. Our joy is full when we have fellowship with the Father and with his Son Jesus Christ. This joy comes from seeing and knowing the word of life. This is the path of life, for the living word is both the water and the life. When God shows us the path of life, it is only that we may walk in it. And if we walk in the path of life, we must surely live.